The coffee table styled book starts with the author's great-grandfather who founded the ranch and in whose buildings you may have stood, David K. Langford explains.
It was founded by my great-grandfather, Alfred Giles.
Giles designed Fredericksburg's Memorial Library, courthouses in Llano, Presidio, Goliad, Burney, and many others. He also established a ranch outside Comfort, whose ranching philosophy has two themes.
You always plan for drought. Always. And the second thing is that if you have to feed, you have too many. Water is everything.
That core land management has kept the land healthy and the springs flowing.
It's a three livestock herd, cattle, sheep, and goats. Albert Giles had all the cedar cut off of the ranch also in 1890. There is no cedar on this ranch. It's all been controlled.
Langford's just published Hillingdon Ranch, Four Seasons, Six Generations, documenting the flora, fauna, and people of his ancestral ranch through the seasons. He started shooting just as 2011's record drought hit.
We didn't realize when we started it would be the driest 17 months in the history of the ranch.
What is it that environmentalists don't understand about ranchers and vice versa?
Actually, I think environmentalists do understand. I believe it's kind of the general public that doesn't realize that open space, that is the water catchment.
The ranch's two creeks empty into the Guadalupe, which eventually flows into the Gulf of Mexico.
What happens on Hillingdon Ranch has some bearing on the survival of the whooping cranes, and there's very few of the general public that understand that.
For more on Hillingdon Ranch, go to TPR.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.